Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ches, and we left off at the words Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, five lines down on Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara in yesterday's daf at the end of the daf had presented a contradiction between two brises about if you bring a get from a boat that was on a river in Eretz Yisrael, do you say b'fana nechtav or not? So yesterday, the Gemara gave one answer that seemed to distinguish between whether the boat was dragging on the ground versus whether the boat was floating, a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chacham. That was yesterday's daf. Good morning, Rav Mordechai, David Yoshua, Chana Chenach, Yitzchak Ari, Harav Eliezer Dov, Shmuel, Yerachmiel Shmuel, and Tzvika. So today we're going to bring a second answer to the contradiction in Brises. One Brise said you do say b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam if you're bringing a get from a boat that was floating in the land of Israel on a river. And one Brise says you don't. But now the Gemara is going to distinguish a different distinction. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has a different answer. Right? Yesterday, we presented a number of answers. Two yesterday. So yesterday was Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya said one's Rav Yehuda and one's Rabbana. And then yesterday we also said, Abaye said, it's both Rav Yehuda, and the question is whether the boat is dragging on the ground, then it's in Israel, but if it's floating on the water, it's not in Israel. So today we're going to bring a third answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, B'naharos, Eretz Yisrael, D'kulam Alo Pligi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, if you're talking about a river or a lake within the land of Israel, no, everyone agrees if it's a lake in the land of Israel, that you don't say b'fanei nechtam, come on, it's in Israel. What's the difference whether it's on the water or it's dragging on the ground? It's all in Israel. So you're not going to say b'fanei nechtam. Ella, ki pligi bayam hagadol. Where is the machlokes? The machlokes is boats. If the get is written on a boat in the Mediterranean Sea. But it depends where. Desanya, because we learned in a brisa, what is the boundary of the land of Israel in the Mediterranean Sea? So we have here, thanks to our Lord Brazil, have here a little, but now you're not going to be able to see it on the, I'm sorry, I got to change my background. You can see this thing. Anyway, I apologize, but don't worry about it. It's not such a big deal. You can't see it. I apologize. I got to do something about the background on the Zoom. But basically, the land of Israel, so here's the northern tip, and here's an area in the south. If you drew a line through the Mediterranean Sea, islands that would be found within that line, that's one shita, that's called within Eretz Yisrael. And the other shita is, the other opinion is going to be, watch this, the other opinion is going to be draw a line straight out to the Atlantic Ocean. Watch, look over here. Straight out to the Atlantic Ocean here, and straight out to the Atlantic Ocean here. Every island in there, one opinion says, called in Eretz Yisrael. That's the two opinions we're going to see. Okay? Let's take a look at it. Says the Gemara, the sign that we learned in the Braisa, Ezehu Eretz, Ezehu Chutz Laretz. What is considered to be part of the land of Israel, and what is considered to be outside the land of Israel? Says the Gemara, Tanakama, the first opinion. Kol sheshofea v'yorein miturei amnon v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Miturei amnon v'lechutz, chutz la'aretz. So, the northernmost tip on the western boundary at the top of the Mediterranean Sea. Northernmost tip of the western boundary, we look at the top of these mountains called Turei Amnon, which in the Chumash is called Har Ha'har. Har Ha'har, Onkelos translates as Turei Amnon. So, anything that's south of the tip of Turei Amnon is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Miturei Amnon v'lechutz, but anything that's north of Turei Amnon, that is Chutz La'aretz. Now, what is the western boundary? Now, you could have thought the western boundary is, that's what I would have said, the western boundary is the Mediterranean Sea, period. If you're, that's the western boundary. But the Gemara learns out there's an extra word in the Pasuk, Ugvul. Pasuk says, on the western boundary, it says, V'zeh v'hayolachem hayam agadol ugvul, zeh yelachem gvul yam. So the Gemara learns out from this that even the islands, some of the islands in the Mediterranean, are considered to be part of the land of Israel. Wow. Hanisim Shebeyam, what about the islands that are in the Mediterranean Sea? Ronosan, Kilu Chut, Masuach Aleim, Mituri Amnonat, Nachal Mitzrayim. So the first Shita says, if you imagine, again, I apologize, you couldn't see the thing, but imagine that the Yamagadol, the western border, looks like this, right? The state of Israel looks a little bit like this, right? So you draw a line, if Israel looks like this, you draw a line straight from Turei Amnon on the western border down to Mitzrayim. So any islands that are within that line, that's part of Israel. Menachot v'lefnim, from the boundary and inside, is Eretz Yisrael. Menachot v'lechutz, chutzlaretz. That's Tanakama. Rabbi Huda says no. Rabbi Huda has a much, much larger area of the land of Israel. Rabbi Huda says you take a line from the north and draw it straight across the Mediterranean to the Atlantic. And a line from the south, from Egypt, and draw it straight across the Mediterranean to the Atlantic. Anything within that whole band, that's part of Israel. If it's north or south of that band, it's out of Israel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, the entire Yam HaGadol. By the way, why is the Yam HaGadol called the Yam HaGadol? The Atlantic Ocean is a heck of a lot bigger than the Yam HaGadol, right? The Yam HaGadol is the Mediterranean Sea. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Yam HaGadol is a lot smaller than the Atlantic, but why is it called the Yam HaGadol? Because it's near Eretz Yisrael. Since it's near Israel, that's its gedula, that's its greatness. It's near the land of Israel. Good morning, Avram David. And good morning, Yisrael Moshe. Rabbi Huda Omer, kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, harehu k'Eretz Yisrael. Any island that is opposite the land of Israel, it has the status of the land of Israel. If it's opposite it, straight out to the sea. Shneamar ugvul yam v'yolachem hayam ha'gadol. Ugvul, zeh yelachem gvul yam. So it's not just the Yam HaGadol. Hayam HaGadol ugvul. V'anisim shebet zdadim, but the islands that are north or south of that band. Rono son, ki'ilu chut masuach aleim. Mikapluria, that's a city at the peak of Turei Amnon. V'ad Yam Okainus, all the way out to the Atlantic. U'minachal Mitzrayim, and a line from this place in Egypt, in the south, Va'ad Yamo Kainos, all the way out to the Atlantic, Menachot V'lufnim, in between those two boundaries, La'eretz Yisrael, it's considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Menachot V'lachot, Chutz La'eretz. However, from that boundary and north or south, that's considered to be outside Eretz Yisrael. So, what's the answer to the Kasha? So both Bryces are talking about islands in outside of the string, but within the north and south boundaries. So the Brisa that said it's considered to be an Eretz Yisrael from a river, that's like the opinion that says Eretz Yisrael goes all the way out to the Atlantic. The Brisa says that's outside. He's talking about that's the Shita Tanakama that holds you just draw a line from the north to the south. So these things are outside. So you would have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Said, ask the Gemara, V'rabbanan hai ugvul my avdile. The Chachamim who say that it just you just draw the boundary north to south. So what do they do with the extra word of vol? The Gemara says, "Mi vayle l'nisin." No, you still need it for the islands that are within that line. If I wouldn't have had the word of vol, I would have just thought the boundaries mamish just what's in Israel. Nothing in the ocean is part of Israel. And it says, "Whatever, Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn that nisin lo sricha kra?" I don't need a special pasuk just for the islands. Okay. That's the end of part one. Now the rest of today's daf, we're going to speak a little bit about Kibush Yachid. Since we're talking about what the boundaries of the land of Israel are, so we're going to continue to discuss what the boundaries of the land of Israel. What about a place called Syria, which I guess is somewhere near Syria, but Rashi says it's a place called Aram Tzova, that David conquered this for his own purposes. He did not conquer this asking the Sanhedrin and asking the Urim V'Tumim. He conquered it because either they needed taxes or for other reasons, maybe they were afraid that they would start up with them. But it's called a Kibush Yachid. We'll see later on. Rashi has two opinions. What's called Kibush Yachid. Now, related to this, there is a question about whether or not living in Israel today is a mitzvah. This is connected to this as well. So the Ramban says that living in Israel nowadays is considered to be a mitzvah. Rashi seems to say in his commentary on Chumash, it's only a din derabban. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs famously does not count living in Israel as a mitzvah. Many Acharonim hold that the Rambam holds it's only a mitzvah derabbanim today, and Rashi on Chumash also on the pasuk Bahurashtem Esaoretz Yishavtem Ba. Rashi explains that the point of getting the people out of the land is so you should be able to live there, but doesn't say it's a mitzvah. And the Ramban writes that according to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah saseh midorais, it's only the Rabbanon. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban counts living in Israel. Famously, the Ramban says that the Rambam left it out, and the Ramban says living in Israel is a mitzvah. Now, for that reason, if you sell an Eved Knani outside the land of Israel, he goes free because you are not allowing him to observe the mitzvah of living in Israel. And an Eved Knani is chayv in mitzvahs like a woman. And therefore, by selling him out of the land of Israel, he goes free as a penalty for not allowing him to keep the mitzvah of living in Israel. Therefore, the Gemara now continues to discuss the Kedusha of the land of Israel and what is the status of Surya. Says the Gemara. What did our Mishnah say? Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko ke'eretz Yisrael legitin. That Akko, Rabbi Meir says, Tanakhama says, if you write again in Akko, it's like chutzlaretz. Rabbi Meir disagrees. No, Rabbi Meir says, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, if a get was written in Akko, and you bring the get. Ask the Gemara, Bominei Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. They asked the question from Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Hamocher avdo l'surya. If you sell a slave to Brooklyn, say a slave lives in Israel, and you sell him to another Jew who lives in Brooklyn, or who lives in Saudi Arabia, or who lives in Europe, so then the halacha is the rabbis penalize you, and this Eved Kanani goes out l'cheres, because you're taking away from him the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He can't be mekayem mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael. A person is only allowed to leave the land of Israel only to learn Torah or to get married. So says Rashi over here on our daf. So, Bominei Rechi Rav, Hamocher Avdo L'Surya, Kimocher B'Luchutz La'aretz Dami Olon. Now, Surya was an area called Kibush Yachid. David HaMelech conquered him. So Rashi says because he conquered it without asking the Sanhedrin. Tosfos says he conquered it out of order. He should have first conquered all of Israel and then conquered Surya. But he conquered it earlier, so it's called Kibush Yachid. So it's called Kibush Yachid. Does it have Kiddush of the land of Israel? So later on in today's daf, we're going to see for three things it does have Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, for three things it doesn't. But he wants to know, what's the din of selling your slave to Surya? Amalahu Tinisua. We can learn this din from our Mishnah. Rameir Omer Akko Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Rameir says, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Legitin in La Avadim Lo. But only for Gittin it's called Israel, but Akko is already out of the land of Israel. If you sell your slave to Akko, he goes free. Well, if you sell your slave to Akko, he goes free. Kavachomer, Syria was a lot more north than Akko, so obviously if you sell him to Syria, he goes free. The Kolshika in Syria, the Merchka Tuva. Kavachomer, if you sell your slave to Syria, he's going to go free because Syria is even farther away than the land of Israel. Now, interesting. Let's do, before we get into this interesting point about women, are women obligated in the midst of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? Let's first do another line, then I'll get back to this point about the women. Because from Rashi, it sounds like women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Because if you sell your Where do you see women? So let's read another line. Says the Gemara. Now, there's something called Tumas Eretz Ha'amimim, which means that the rabbis decreed Tuma on Chutz Laaretz. There were three different takanas, which the Gemara is going to speak about. First, there was an early takana Bizman Bayis Sheni. It was a suffix. If you touched the dirt of Eretz Ha'amimim, we're afraid maybe there's a bone there, and therefore it's Tumas suffix. Then, 80 years before the Chorban, they added even the airspace of Eretz Ha'amimim had Tuma mi suffix. And then, the third Gzeira was after the Chorban, during the time of Rabban Gamliel, they added, in Usha, they added that the land is Tamei Vadai, but the airspace is still Tamei Misafik. Oh, says the Gemara. Tana Rabban, Bishlosha Drachim Shav Sasura Laretz Yisrael. There are three ways that Surya is like the land of Israel. Uvishlosha L'chutz Laretz. And in three ways, Surya is like Chutz Laretz. Av Barak, that's the six ways. Afarah Tamei K'chutz Laretz. The dirt of Surya is considered to have Tumas Eretz Amimin like Chutz Laretz. V'amocher avdol l'Surya, and if you sell your slave to Surya, kemocher b'Chutz Laretz, it's like you're selling him to Chutz Laretz. And therefore the slave goes out l'cheres. V'hamevi get me Surya, kemevi me Chutz Laretz. You have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. That's the three ways that Surya is like Chutz Laretz. U'v'shlosh l'Eretz Yisrael, but in three ways, Surya is like the land of Israel. Chayeves b'maiser uv'shviyas k'Eretz Yisrael. If you plant stuff in Surya, it's chayev and maiser and shviyas. V'harotza likanis la'betahara nechnas. They did not decree on the airspace. They only decreed tuma on the land. So therefore, if you go in like and someone's carrying you in a carriage, so then you're allowed to go in there because the airspace is not tuma. V'akon esada b'Surya k'kona b'parvara Yerushalayim. And if you buy a field in Surya, it's like you're buying a field in the streets of Jerusalem. We'll see in the Gemara, Lagabe, what halacha that was said. So just to go back for one moment. So again, okay, the Beis Halevi points out that that perhaps according to the Ramban, if you learn out Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from Yerusha Mosav Yishavten Ba, a woman would be exempt from the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Since a woman does not get a chelik in the land of Israel, so she's not part of the Arashta, she wouldn't be part of the mitzvah. Rashi here sounds like if you sell even a female slave outside of the land of Israel, she goes free because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it sounds like Rashi here is saying that a woman would be part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, okay, against that Beis Halevi. And the last point I want to make before we go further. All right, it's a little bit strange over here. You're telling me that Surya is Chayv and Trumas and Meisers, but if you sell the slave outside, the slave goes free. Wait a second. If Surya is Chayv and Trumas and Meisers, why are you making the slave go free? The slave can still do the mitzvahs in Surya. If you sell them to Surya, they're still Chayv and Trumas and Meisers. That's the Tashbates is Kasha. So he answers. He answers that, well, so first he tries to answer that, well, no, that since there's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim in there, so if you sell a slave to there, it's going to be a place of Tumma. That's why he goes L'cheres. However, but later on in the Gemara, we're going to see that even if you, we said before that if you sell your slave to Akko, he goes free, even though in Akko there's no Tumas Eretz Amimin. So you see, it doesn't depend on that. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky wants to answer that even according to Rashi, you have to say, like Tosis writes, that since it's so far away from the land of Israel, we're afraid that the slave is going to not keep his Judaism because you sell him to Surya, even though it's true, there's Tumas Amisis apply there, but it's just so far away that we're afraid he's going to be lost. That's why if you sell him there, he goes free. But you have to give some answer to that. Oh,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I never thought of this, but when there's an Eben Ivri in Israel, is he chayav and is
Eved Ivri for sure. Eved Ivri is chayav in all mitzvahs. You mean Eved Kanani? Eved Ivri is chayav in all mitzvahs. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. There's no issue. Eved Kanani,
including the fact that there's Aliyah Saragia.
Yeah, I think he's chayav in that too. I think so. So you're saying, how does he get out?
The owner loses him for, you know, 3 weeks.
For Yontif. He's, yeah, you know, all the men. All the men. I think so. I think so. Yeah.
For Pesach.
Yeah, I think so. Chayavis b'maiser. So now, says the Gemara, this that we said, chayavis b'maiser u'b'shvias ke'eretz Yisrael. We said Surya is chayav in maiser and shvias like the land of Israel. Kosavar kibush yachid shmei kibush. Because Surya is an area of kibush yachid. So you hold kibush yachid does get kedushas eretz Yisrael, and therefore in Surya you're chayav in trumas and maisers. Barotz l'ikanisla b'tahara nichnas, says the Gemara, the Brisa said, if you want to go into the airspace, you can go in. I va'amrus afarat tame. Didn't you say that the dirt of this tumas eretz amet to the dirt? Answered the Gemara. Beshida teva migdal. It means if they carried you off the ground in like a wagon, because the in Surya they decreed on the dirt tuma, but they did not decree tuma on the airspace. Says the Gemara. Desani v'nitan the brisa nichnas eretz amen beshida teva migdal. Rabbi Mitami, Rabbi Yisrael Huda Mitair. Rabbi says that the airspace, if you're going in an enclosed airspace, you're Tameh, because he says even the airspace has Tameh. Rabbi Yisrael Huda Mitair says no, that you're Mitair because the thing blocks. You're not considered to be, there's no Din Ohel, right? They hold that it's a Din Ohel. That the Tanakh Rabbi says you're tummy because you're considered to be an Oel Zarek is Lav Shemei Oel. It doesn't separate you, but Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Matire because he says that an Oel Zarek is considered, even though it's moving, it blocks you off from the airspace. Vafilu Rabbi Loka Matami Elaber to Amin. That's only in Brooklyn or Queens or somewhere else. De Gozer Al Gusha Ve'al Avira, because there's a decree on the airspace. Aval Surya. Al Gusha Gazu Al Avir Lo Gazu, but in Surya they only made a decree on the dirt, and therefore even Rebbe, who says it's Tameh if you go in a carriage, in an enclosed carriage, but that's only in Brooklyn or in Europe or in Africa, but in Surya there's no decree on the airspace. Oh, now we're going to talk about the Isser of Amira La'akum. Today's daf is packed. Amira La'akum. You're not allowed to tell a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now, what's this last halacha? Hakone sada b'Surya kekone b'parvari Yushalayim. If you buy a field in Surya, it has certain halachas. It's as if you bought a field in the streets of Jerusalem. What in the world does that mean? So, lamai hilchasa. What halacha is that talking about? Amar Rav Sheshes. What halacha is that talking about? Lomar. Shekosvin alav ono vafilu b'shabbos. You are allowed to write a document of sale that you purchased a field from a goy in Surya. You're even allowed to write the document on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what? You're allowed to write the document of sale on Shabbos? What in the world does that mean? B'shabbos al kedaitach. What? You're allowed to write a document of sale? Why? Because we're so happy that we're buying land from the non-Jews in Israel. Now, this is not in Israel. This is in Surya. But Surya has the status of buying property away from the Goyim. Says Gemara, B'Shabbos al kedaitach. What, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to take property away from the non-Jews in Israel? Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rava, no. Omer lo'ovei kochavim va'oseh. You're, like Rava said, for a chole she'ein bo sakana on Shabbos, you are allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for a chole she'ein bo sakana. If it's a chole she'yesh bo sakana, you get it, you get on the phone and call the cab company yourself. You don't tell a guy to do that. If your wife's in labor on Shabbos, you don't tell a guy, you do it. That's a chole she'yesh bo sakana. Chole she'yesh bo sakana, you do the malacha, but a chole she'ein bo sakana, you're allowed to violate the sermon de Rabbanon. So for a chole she'ein bo sakana, you're allowed to tell a guy that's an issur de Rabbanon, to tell a guy to do malach on Shabbos. K'da'amar Rava, Omer lo'cham v'oseh hachanami, so too for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, You could tell a guy to write a document on Shabbos to buy a piece of land from a Jew in Israel, from a guy in Israel, not only in Israel, even in Syria. Shvus, even though telling a guy to do a malacha de oraisa on Shabbos is an iser derabanan. Why is it in this Rabbanan? It's learned that from Pasukin the Navi, Vidaber Dovar. Pasukin the Navi, Yirmiyahu, Vechibadato, Measos Terachecha, Measos Terachecha, Mimzo, Vechibadato, Measos Terachecha, Mimzo Chefzecha, Vidaber Dovar. That you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos the way you speak during the week. So, in other words, you're not allowed to even talk on Shabbos about doing a malacha. You're not allowed to talk business on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about doing malach on Shabbos. Let's say a person says they want to go to the Ranger game tonight. Are you allowed to go over to someone and say, you want to take the train? No, you're not allowed to say those words, take the train. Not because of hachana. You're not allowed to say the words on Shabbos, take the train. You're not allowed to speak about malach. So you can't tell a guy on Shabbos to go turn on a light because you're not allowed to speak about turning on a light on Shabbos. So it's an issa d'rabbanan. Omelov chom v'osa. Hanami olov chom v'osa. The mitzvah of living in Israel pushes away the issur d'rabbanan of telling a guy to write up the document of sale on Shabbos. The Tosfos read over here writes that only the issur of Amir La'akum they were lenient, but not other issur d'rabbanan. Because the Gemara says in Erevin on Daf Samaches that Amir La'akum is only speaking. A Jew is not doing any action whatsoever. It's just speaking. So we're lenient with Amir al-Akum and we'll be lenient for the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Only this Issur d'Rabbanan is more lenient than other Issur d'Rabbanan. That a Yisrael could tell a guy to do it because he's not doing anything. But other Issur d'Rabbanan, says the Tosfos Rit, the Chachamim, even were Mamed Devarim, even Makom Karis.
So slippery slope, because once you start allowing people
to make
other things.
Right. Meaning not only for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, maybe people tell a guy to do other things. So there is another exception, and that is Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah. Let's say telling a guy to do an Issur d'Rabbanan for a mitzvah on Shabbos, we paskin his mutter. Here we're talking about telling a guy to do an Issur d'Oraisa. To tell a guy to do Issur d'Oraisa, that's only mutter for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But to tell a guy to do another Issur d'Oraisa, which makes a difference. In the old days, so nowadays most of the light bulbs are now incandescent bulbs.
LED,
right. They're not filament. So it's a big difference. Are you allowed to tell a guy to turn on the lights in shul on Shabbos? Or to turn on the air conditioning? So we hold air conditioning is only Nisa D'Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish says in Nisa D'Oraisa to complete an electrical circuit. We hold like Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach that to complete electrical circuit, almost all of our lights nowadays only d'rabbanan, because there's no filament in there; it's just gas. So it's a d'rabbanan. There's no H, exactly. Or the air conditioning. Everyone would agree. Not everyone. The Chazon Ish says air conditioning is this d'oraisa. We hold like Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, air conditioning would be this d'rabbanan. So are you allowed to tell a guy to turn on the air conditioning in shul? So we hold telling a guy is this d'rabbanan, and turning on the lights and the air conditioning we hold nowadays d'rabbanan. To double drabbanan, shvos to shvos, for a mitzvah, so that people should be able to do a mitzvah. Or let's say to tell your housekeeper to turn on the lights in the house so you can, it's too hot, you can't have your Shabbos meal. So shvos to shvos, a double drabbanan. Telling the guy to do a drabbanan for a mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos. But that's a big discussion over here. Is that only for a mitzvah that's doicha Shabbos? Let's say for a bris milah, that's a mitzvah that's doicha Shabbos.
Right.
So to tell a guy to do an Issur d'Rabbanan, that normally, an Issur d'Oraisa, so if it's an Issur d'Oraisa, that's normally Doicha Shabbos, so you can tell a guy to violate the Issur d'Oraisa. That's Doicha Shabbos. What? Tzorech Gadol, right. Tzorech Gadol, so that's like Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's like a Tzorech Gadol. Yeah, Tzorech Rabim. Tzorech Rabim, right. For Tzorech Rabim, also, Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Tzorech Rabim, is also probably Mutas. So this is a major dispute.
So, from this particular perspective, I'm allowed to directly direct
Yes.
A non-Jew to turn on.
Right. You don't even have to hint it. You don't have to hint it.
Correct.
If it's if it's a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, that's mutter. You don't have to hint. But the time when hinting comes in would be you can hint to a guy. If you hint, so then there's no isra of amir la'akam. Period. Right. There's no isra if you hint it. Then there's no isra of amir la'akam. But then there's a different isra that's called hanami melecha sa'akam. You're also not allowed to benefit from the guy. That's a problem anyway. That's why you're allowed to hint a guy to turn off the lights, but not to turn on the lights, because that's direct hanami melech hasakom. Let's say if it's not for a mitzvah, Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Let's continue. Eved Shehevi Gito. Let's say an Eved Kanani who brings his shtar shechur. He's carrying the document from Chutz La'aretz, the document that says he goes free. So he's bringing his shtar shechur, but he hasn't been freed yet. His adon made him a shliach to deliver the document in Bezdin of his hometown. So he sends him home, but he's not divorced till he gives the document. It says on the document, you are acquired to yourself, and I'm also giving all my property to you. Atzmo kana nechasim lo kana. So the takana b'fanei nechtam works for the slave to be freed himself. But the takana b'fanei nechtam, in order for him to acquire all this property, you got to do kiyum shtaros. So then you really need somebody to see the signatures. So we split up the document. For himself, he acquires himself. But the property, he needs edim to recognize the signatures. Yibayelahu. They asked the question, what about if he wrote, Kol Nechasai Knuilach? He didn't split it up and say, Atzmacho Nechasai. He just said, all of my possessions are acquired to you, including yourself. So what do we do then? I'm Rabbi, well, Mitok Shekana Atzmo, Kana Nechasim. Well, you can't split it up, Rabbi says. We don't say Palgin and Dibur. That's going to be the topic of the rest of today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Do we split his statement? So Abai says, you can't split the statement. So once he acquires himself, he acquires everything else. I'm like, Rava, that doesn't make any sense. Bishlama atzma lukti mi davi aged isha. I understand why you should acquire himself just like a divorce document, which works, the special takanam, funenechtam, works not only for divorce, it also works for him to free himself. Elan chasim lo lukti mi davi kim shtaris alma. But they never made a takana that you should be able to get property in this way. You need to do kiyum shtaros in that. So split up the speech. So hadar Abaye. So Abaye says, okay, Rava, if you want it that way, listen, I disagree with you. Rava says you split it up. It works for himself, but doesn't work for the property. Abaye says, since it works for himself, it also works for property. Now Abaye backs out. Hadar Abaye, no, he backs out. He said the opposite. Since we don't split it up, mitok shelo kana nechasim, lo kana atzmo. Since he doesn't acquire the property, and the property and himself are all in one statement, he does not acquire himself. So Amalei Rava. Rava said to him, Bishlam and Achasim lo likhnei, I understand why he doesn't acquire the property. Midavi kim shtaris to Amma. That's a regular case of kim shtaris. You need witnesses to uphold the signatures. Ela atzmo likhnei. But he should be able to acquire himself. Split it up. Midavi da get isha. Like we see by the get of a woman. If the woman carries the divorce document, she says "funa nechta," so it works. El amarava echad zeh ve'echad zeh. Whether you write in the document, you split it up and you say "atzmacha unuchasai knuyalach," which is like two separate documents. Or if you just said "kol nuchasai knuyalach," including yourself. Whether you say "atzmacha nuchasai" or whether you just wrote a document on all the nuchasim. We split up your words. Atzmo kana, nechasim lo kana. You acquire yourself, but you don't acquire the property. So it sounds like over here, Rava holds this chiddush of palgina dibura. Now we split it up. You hear what happened over here? A guy gives his slave a document, and he wrote, I'm giving you all my property, which means I'm giving you yourself, and I'm giving you your property. So Abaye says, you can't have it both ways. it doesn't, the document doesn't work on the property, so how does it work on himself? You can't split it up. But Rava says, no. We're Palgina Dibur. We split up. We say, listen, on the part that works, it works. On the part that doesn't work, it doesn't work. There was a special takana that on yourself, if you say b'fanai nechtab, that works to free you, just like that works to free the woman, right? Just like it works for get isha, it works for get of an evan. It's a similar kind of thing. A man gives his wife a divorce and she leaves him. A man gives his evan kanani a divorce, so he leaves him. So for that it works, but to acquire the property, for that the rabbis never made a takana. So we split up your words, Rava says. So now, tomorrow's daf, we're going to have a discussion about the issue of Pagina Dibur. So I assume the way we'll do it, Rabosai, is tomorrow we'll do tomorrow's daf, and then Motzei Yantif, we'll have an hour-long shir, we'll do both Friday and Shabbos. Dovzi's trying to convince me to give a daf yomi on Yantif, but I don't really see that happening. If the oil wants to come to DRS on Shavuos night, I have to be in DRS on Shavuos night, so I don't really see that happening so much, but whatever. Dovzi hasn't finished with me yet, so we'll see what ends up happening before Yom. Okay? Everyone should have a wonderful day.